Listeners, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for a younger audience. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
Yeah, my message to you young followers, you know, out there, learn from our mistakes, you know. We're in jail facing the consequences away from our families, our kids. My main message will be, just be yourself. Don't be a follower. Just do what you know is right. If you know in your heart that the people you're around is doing the wrong things, and show them, you know, look, I don't want to be like my brothers, you know. A lot of brothers in jail, sister girls as well, we just done wrong things. So that'll be my message to my brothers and sisters out there. Keep your head up, stay strong, and just be yourself, you know. Always lead the way.
And it's never too late.
It's never too late. Never too late.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. Jailbreak here.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm out John Moroney 1 on the outskirts of Sydney. I've got two brothers here, Jaden and Jonesy.
Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year, same time, same network. Coming up, music and stories to take your mind beyond those four walls.
I'd like to shout out my mates in the Bankstown area, ALK, HR, 210 boys in the city, to all my brothers and sisters that are in jail. Keep your head up and stay strong, and things will get better.
Yeah, I'll send a shout out to my parents and my brothers and sisters. I love you all. See you soon. And to my two kids, love you. My son, my daughter, I'll see you soon. And to all the family back home in Canamble, 2829, much love. Love yous. Miss yous all. I'll see yous all soon.
Shout out to Thurrawool tribe out there in southwest Sydney. My kids, Keegan and Tyrese. To my mum, stay strong, old girl.
First time I heard about a Jailbreak was when you were coming to the night off.
I heard about Jailbreak. I heard about Jailbreak. John Moroney 1, Windsor, in education. I heard about Jailbreak in Segro.
I heard about Jailbreak when I was in jail last at John Moroney 2, when you've just come to do some, the last connection come.
Yeah, same.
I come just after 2.
The last connection, getting ready for a performance. They've been working for 3 days with some inmates, a group of inmates, on their rap. They are live here at John Moroney Complex. A few of the participants are sweeping the floors, getting ready for the big party.
That's how I heard about Jailbreak. They just said, you missed out on a mad concert, you missed out on a mad barbecue, a mad this, mad that. Oh, spewing.
Brothers, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves? What about you, bud? I heard a little bit about your graffiti in that, eh?
Hi, my name's Dada, and I got my name from being a graffiti street artist. Street art is something that I enjoy doing. It's like a hobby. I still do it, but legally. When I was 16, I'm 30 now, and I started doing graffiti art. My tag name was Darts at first. Now everyone just calls me Data. That was my tag, graffiti tag name. I started street art when I was in primary school. There was a whole bunch of us when we were younger. There was a bit of adrenaline to it, and then there was actually the art side of it. Like, I looked at the art side of it. I used to like the buzz and the adrenaline because it wasn't done legally. The buzz and adrenaline of that. It was good when I was younger. It was somewhere I could do something. Like, I became real good at it, like a real good artist. I still look at it, I still do it. Just watching all the older people I used to look up to kind of doing it, that's what got me into it in my early teens. I think everyone started doing it at that stage because it was the cool thing to do. I was hanging around the more city boys, Sydney city in the inner city, hanging around the older boys and looking up to the city boys, and yeah, just got into graffiti art really, and looking up to boys that that were hanging around the city and or drinking, and here I am today. I've done it for the last 18 years, yeah. Not anyone can pick up a spray can and just start doing like a picture on the wall. It takes time and talent and know the nozzles and spray cans and all that stuff. Can control, they call it. You gotta have can control. You gotta know your spray paints and like all that stuff. Like I'm real into it now. Like I have actually like get paid to do it on the outside and stuff. So yeah, I do tattoo shops and stuff for the council and say people's bedrooms for their daughters and that. Like I'll do the Smurfs or whatever, you know, Sesame Street, whatever they want. So I'm pretty good at it, so that's why I've stuck to keep doing it.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM. You're with Jailbreak Sunday nights, 9:30. Now for his listeners out there, if you hear a noise in the background, that's we're just in up at JM1 Administrations 1. That's just the boys out there cleaning the rubbish in the hallways, and other boys have got appointments happening. Yeah, and sometimes, yeah, you might hear the vacuum cleaner, but that's down the back, the boys cleaning up, getting paid to do what they got to do. Yeah, my name's Frank. Grew up in the Campbelltown area all my life, born and raised in Campbelltown. Campbelltown is at the southwest of Sydney. Yeah, play football, play for Minnow Cobras. In Minto, I've got a good family support, like strong family support out there in rugby league, in the community out there. My uncles played football for the Tigers. Played football all the way till I was 16, played reps, played for West when I was young. Yeah, got in a bit of trouble, and now I'm trying to change my life around. Hang around with the wrong crowds, hang around with my mates. That's 16, 17, thought I was a man, and I made a few mistakes in my life. Yeah, hung around with the wrong crowd, started using drugs, started going out earning for a living, and started using drugs, and yeah, I'm in custody now, I'm doing my time, and I'm trying to change my life around. It's had a big, massive impact on me, and especially my family, and especially my kids. Massive, massive impact on my kids. My kids growing up, we had a father. Here I am, I'm in jail, wasting my life away, where I could be out there with my kids, yeah. And watching them, you know what I mean, raising them, watching them grow up, and now they're doing the same thing what I was doing when I was from 13, 14, 15, playing football and stuff. Yeah, they got a good mum. Yeah, mum looks after them very well, pretty strict. And yeah, I just gotta wake up to myself and start getting out in the community. So for his listeners, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into trouble? And yeah, what brought you into custody?
Like, I didn't think I'd ever come to jail when I was young. Like I said, I was playing football and I was going good. And then I come to Mount Druitt to get out of trouble, believe it or not, at the wrong crowd. Yeah, it started off just little, smoking cones and started drinking, dealing cars, and it just got worse and worse. And before I knew it, I just started coming to jail. But hopefully when I get out, it's hopefully turn my life around. And I've got kids as well. I've got a boy and a girl. My girl's 2, my son's 5. And yeah, so hopefully we'll get out and turn my life around for their sake.
I hope you do, my brother, you know, change your life around and yeah, be good for you, you know what I mean, for the kids and not only for the kids, for yourself. And James, you can you tell us a little bit about how you first, you know what I mean, started getting into trouble and stuff like that, my brother?
Yeah, that's the same sort of situation as all of us, drugs, started getting on the drugs and being around the wrong people, I guess. Yeah, I've got no one else to blame really besides myself. I want to try get out and this time look at my drug situation because that seems to be the problem why I keep coming back in here. Yeah, I've got a daughter. Yeah, I've got to be there. Last 2-3 years I've been in jail. My daughter's 3, so pretty much been in jail all her life. Hopefully this time I'll get out and pull my head in.
Being in jail feels like it's no life. Being away from your loved ones and people that passed away and you can't make it to their funerals, your brothers and your fathers and your mums and your sisters, you know, takes a big toll on us. Yeah, for you, if you're starting to get into trouble and that, try to turn to someone, look for a peer support, you know, ask your mum, your auntie, your uncle, you know, especially us blackfellas, you know, some of us don't get raised from our mum and dads, we get raised from our aunties, uncles, nan and pop. Don't be scared to ask for help, go out there and ask them for help. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no shame. And hopefully, you know, they can spear us in the right direction, and they will spear us in the right direction. They're older than us and they know more. You know, like I said, you know, we're all still young, we can still change.
Being in jail feels like wasting my life away. Like Brother Frank said, they haven't been around for their daughter. Same as me, you know, my daughter's 2 years old. I missed out a lot, missed out on her first day of school, first step, first words, everything. Jail, at the moment, jail feels like wasting my life away. Hopefully, get out and turn my life around for my kids.
Being in jail feels like maybe a time to reflect what I've done wrong. I don't wish it upon anyone. You're with Dada, Jaden, and Franco.
Two families out here with a loved one inside. We're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week, every year, same time, same network. Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system. 2SCR 107.3 FM.
You're with Dada, Jaden, and Franco.
I'm Frank. I'm a thorough man, but my mum's a Wiradjuri woman. My mum and dad used to tell me when they were growing up, speaking to me about what she went through for Stolen Generation. Their cousins and sisters and brothers and getting taken away. And we're live on radio. We're just smiling at one of the brothers, looking through the window, giving us a wave, drinking his water bottle, his Kuri water bottle. And this is Baba Boy, Joshy. Hi, Josh. What are you doing in Norway, bud?
No, that's what you guys are doing. One of my four, I heard my celly, and yeah.
This is John Moroney one. We listen to the Jailbreak, keeping it real with the brothers and one sister girl. For the brothers and sisters in jail, listen to Jailbreak. To stay cool, stay clean, fit and healthy. Be proud of where you come from and don't be ashamed.
Yeah, to all the brothers and sisters listening, inside in jail, keep your head up and make your time as good, you know, always keep occupied, don't just sit around, get up, play cards, go have a game of footy, stay fit, healthy, always live one life, it ain't the end of the world, make your time as quick as possible, and there's a lot of courses, especially where we are, you know, there's like you can work, you know, there's a lot of courses, I don't know.
There's education, there's a lot of support in around getting housing, finding jobs when you're released. A lot of courses, Cert 1, Cert 2, you can do. There's drug and alcohol. There's a lot of support here. At other jails, you won't get as much as help here. You can get seen every week. There's a lot of support around anything, around housing, health. The loudspeaker tells us when officers are calling an inmate and they have to be somewhere or go somewhere, or when the clinic is calling your name to see a doctor, welfare, psych or psychiatrist. Probably hear the speaker now, the officer calling inmates. And at night time, they stop at night. It's when we've got to go to sleep. It's on all day, 6 hours a day, even on the weekend, when they call them for visits.
Through the day, you know, at least you know what's going on or whoever's being called.
Because it's constantly going, you can just block it out unless your name. Sometimes you don't even hear your name getting called. Sometimes the boys will call you and say, look, they just called your name, bro.
You know, when you got a visit, bang, straight away. You know, they're rocking up hour late, bang, visit's been out there for 40 minutes. So it helps, you know. It helps.
The speaker sort of gets annoying, but it kind of, yeah, like the boy said, it helps you know where you got to be, and, you know, if you've got an appointment with to see a psychiatrist, or sometimes you don't hear it, and like they said, boys will go, oh, I just heard your name. Like they called our names up to come into the radio.
The one thing I've learned about being in JM1, like all the courses, is that there is a lot of help. You know, there's heaps of help when you get out. There's a lot of community support, and there's a lot of companies that you don't hear about, you know, on TV or nothing, but there is for jobs, you know, AOD help you with drug addiction, alcohol, you know, rehabilitation, even getting houses, a lot of stuff. So that's one of the main things I've learned while being in JM1.
The one thing I've learned is there's a program, Save a Mate. Save a Mate is where you learn about CPR, mental health survival bit. You know, someone could have a epileptic fit, and you can save their lives by, you know what I mean, giving them CPR and have a look around the necklace if they've got any symbols, any medical symbols or stuff like that to see what, you know what I mean, what's wrong with them. They could be having an asthma attack. That's one good program. Save a Mate wasn't here before, now it's here, and that is a good program. Like, you know, there's things that never learnt how to save a mate. Yeah, well, in my experience, yeah, me and my mate were running, and he fell over, he hit his head. I went up and he was having an asthma attack. He had a symbol on him, a medical symbol, turned the symbol around, and he has asthma attacks. Puffer, and he had a little bag on him for his little puffer, and I pulled his puffer out, and, you know, saved his life.
I was in Park Lee. I was looking. It was like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock at night, and I heard one of the boys screaming out, "Hurry up, you know, his mate's having a fit." And he didn't know what to do. He was panicking, you know. And a couple of years back before that, I'd done a CPR thing, you know, when you turn them on their side and help them out. I'd done one of them. And he was laying on his back, choking on his tongue, and old cuz didn't know what to do. And I yelled out, like, "Cuz, just put him in a recovery position and breathe." And yeah, he done it. And yeah, it saved his life. Instead of leaving them panicking, all you gotta do is just probably one simple thing, turn them on their side, could save someone's life. Call for help, put them in a recovery position and call for help.
I didn't know how to save a mate until I watched that video, and I learned a lot from it.
By doing courses like that, in custody, while you've been in custody, you could save someone's life in the community.
So one of these courses, like a save a mate, you could save anyone's life.
This is Ken. You're listening to Jailbreak.
Come over there, mate. Come straight to your mates out there listening and tuned in. I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew. Enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Hep C's in the house, better watch your back. Hep C's in the house, better watch your back. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. Hear the siren and the cops break down the door. Next thing you know, I'm face down on the floor.
The shackles and chain, heading through the revolving door again. Going through the courtroom, I'm feeling the pain, feeling the shame. Looking for someone else to blame. Here I'm back, cop on the whack, back in the yard doing a lap. Looking for the foil for the dragon to chase.
Looking for the foil for the dragon to chase. Not enough to go around, gotta get the brace. I wish I could get this out of my face. 9 other people already had a taste.
Using a dirty, rotten phrase. It's a disgrace to be back in my place. It's a disgrace to be back in my place. It's a disgrace.
Watch your back. FC's in the house, better watch your back. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track.
Hear the siren and the cops breaking down the door. Next thing you know, face down on the floor. Sackle and chains, heading through the revolving door again. Going through the courtroom, feeling the pain, feeling the shame. Looking for someone else to blame. Here I'm back, copping a whack, back in the yard, doing the lap. Looking for the foil for the dragon to chase. No enough to go around, gotta get the brace. Wish I could get this out of my face. None of the people already had a taste. Use a dirt and rotten brace. It's a disgrace to be back in this place.
FC's in the house, better watch your back. FC's in the house, better watch your back. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. FC's in the house, better watch your back. FC's in the house, better watch your back. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. Use a dirty needle when you're on the wrong track. FC's in the house.
Guess what, cuz? I just got my Hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. Are you sick? Heard one of the boys on the treatment too, and they got real sick.
Yeah, cuz, he was really sick. He left it too long, cuz. Besides, there's new treatments anyways, cuz. No needles, no sickness. You just swallow a pill a day, and it's that easy. Never felt better in my life.
Serious?
Yeah, cuz, there's new treatments out there. You swallow a pill for 3 months, cuz, you got a good chance for a cure, cuz.
Too easy. You're looking deadly, bro.
Yeah, my missus is stoked too, cuz. Won't be passing it on to no one.
Call the Hep C helpline in your centre.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm out John Moroney 1.
My name is Jado.
And my name is Dada.
I'm a Gamilaroi man. I'm from Moree Way.
My tribe's from Darwell, the outskirts of Sydney, southwest, Campbelltown. Hope you're enjoying this selection.
My name's Jaden, 2SER. Jailbreak here with Jado, a Gamilla Roman man.
Jailbreak, same time, same routine. Just cause you're in doesn't mean you're out.
We're in the studio, Jailbreak, John Moroney 1, keeping it real with the brothers and one sister girl for the brothers and sisters in jail, listening to Jailbreak. To stay cool, stay clean, fit and healthy. Be proud of where you come from and don't be ashamed.
Yeah, to all the brothers and sisters listening, inside in jail, yeah, keep your head up.
Hi, I'm Dada. You're listening to Jailbreak Radio.
To families out here with a loved one inside, we're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune in to Jailbreak every week of every year, same time, same network. Inside and like brother or sister, like, you know, if you're going through problems, you know, and just speak, you know, let it, get it off your chest, you know, don't
find it harder to talk to someone that's older than you or even someone your same age or someone that might know more, a soccer, or go and look for an officer or go to the clinic, find someone that you trust and you know what I mean, and you can let things out. Yeah, he's always helping, you know?
Yeah, don't bottle things up. That's the worst. I'll do it to myself, but you know, I've learned lately just to get things off your chest, talk up. Like, as I said, go speak to an elder, you know, because you got to understand elders, they've been through a lot. You know, they've been around a lot longer, especially us men. Us men tend to, you know, smile, put a happy face on, but really a lot's going on inside of us. So what I'd like to say to my brothers out there, you know, and sisters, speak out. We all go through the same. We all got problems. Just speak up, you know, you'll get help, my sister or my brother.
Anyone feeling suicidal, any sisters, any young brothers, aunties, uncles, anyone in the community, friends, family, even someone on the street that feels suicidal, even someone that you just met, and, you know, ask them to seek help, get help, find them help, or ring the lifeline, you know? There's lifelines out there that'll help you, and, yeah, they'll help you in whatever needs that you need, and...
If anyone's feeling upset or got some problems, just you can talk to someone about it. Especially inside, you can talk to, you know, your cellmate or, you know, you talk to an officer, I don't know, talk to someone. You know, you're not a coward or a clown or whatever. You tell someone about it, get it off your chest. If you see me, come and ask me, talk to me, I don't care. I'll just talk to someone if you're feeling a bit, you know, not well or whatever. You know yourself better than anyone. So I had a few boys come up to me and talk to me, you know.
We all experience it in life, you know. I experience it every time I'm away from my family and my kids, away from my loved ones.
This is Jailbreak. Hey, this is 2SER. You're with Dada, Jaden, and Franco.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm out at John Moroney 1. I've got two brothers here, Jaden and Jonesy. Here is something from Josh Wawa, Pacific Islander singer. Josh Wawa's album track.
Grab the radio, play the music. Waiting for the group to get high. So we can start grilling away, yeah. Grilling away to a rasta, my baby, yeah. And our realness will stay, yeah. How we will stay because we love to see the smile upon your face. Red or blue, ain't nobody trying to act a fool. It's just me and you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Welcome to the family barbecue. Go on and make a plate out too. Oh yeah, there's plenty enough for me and you. And speak of your blues, they are true. Family barbecue, yeah.
I listen to the children lady. Some moments just good old time. Running till the sun goes down. As usual, we're running late. Everyone is holding empty place.
2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30, and I'm Frank. So talking about a little bit of us brothers in custody. My name is Frank,
and my name is Jado,
and my name is Dada. To all the families out there, bang on those walls. Tune in to Jailbreak.
Bang on those walls. Tune in to Jailbreak. Doing this radio program has been very good. Doing something good for all the listeners out in the community, giving them advice, guidance, getting more listeners. You know, I mean, young kids grow up and, you know, I mean, go through what we've been through, you know, we want to try to change that.
Because I wish when I was young, back when I was kicking off, like people was telling me, no one that was going through hard times, you know, it's better being like someone telling you when you know that they've been through hard times, you know what I mean? So, like, that's why I asked. I wish I heard this radio station when I was a young fella, like listening to all the unks and aunts, like, trying to tell us young fellas, you know, stay out of trouble, you know what I mean? Because especially when no one knows how you are, how you feel, you know, when they tell you, you don't really react. If someone's in jail, they tell you, look, my young brother, keep your head up, stay strong. It means a lot, us black fellas, you know, like a lot of brothers been to jail, you know what I mean? So, yeah, when you hear someone, especially what we're doing right now, sending a message out to all you young fellas out there, and hopefully it means a lot to you, because, you know, back when I was younger, it would have meant a lot to me. You know?
I feel great talking to, you know what I mean? Do you feel great, boys? Sends a good vibe.
Yeah, when I wish I had someone telling me when I was 8. Yes, mate.
I've done it in Long Bay. You come and seen, remember the NAIDOC in 2015? Remember, did you come, was it you come to Long Bay? Yeah, I was talking to you, but I was only young for other than like 18 then. I remember he interviewed me after, that was the first time. Probably don't remember, there was heaps of us, there was like hundreds of us. Kept coming up to you. Yeah, and you asked me a question like, oh yeah, how long have you been? Like, how long have you been doing? Out in Oval. Yeah, in Long Bay. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I've probably been doing 2 years. Only done 9 months, you know. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, probably doing 2 years, this and that. I asked for a Tupac track, you know, so I'm mad Tupac song, you know.
Being on radio, especially for the sisters inside, or, you know, and the brothers inside, it feels like a bit of a voice reassuring to let yous know that yous are thought of and that yous are loved. Yous are thought of just as much as what yous would think.
Give it a go. It's fun. It's actually really fun. You can always give it a go on Jailbreak. You can go through your SAPO and yous can be able to do this. I used to run a program up in Canamble and gave me something to look forward to that wasn't, you know, crime or anything. I had my own hour. It was so good. I used to go on the radio once a week. I had so much fun. Got to choose my own music, got to say whatever I wanted to say on it. But it was so fun and I was not judged for it.
Oh, doing this radio program has been good. Just pass my knowledge on to others, learn from our mistakes, and my brother Frank and Dada. Yeah, hopefully it's turned out better than what we are at the moment, you know.
Doing this program has made me feel good. I've sent a good message to people on the inside and out. Been good to get out of the yard and have a laugh, share our experiences of our time at John Moroney 1.
Right to Jailbreak care of 2SER, PO Box 123 Broadway 200. Families or staff, email jailbreak@2ser.com and make sure you check out Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe of the lands on which Jailbreak's producer, Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's producer, Kate Pinnock. I'd like to thank my brothers, Jado and Dada, and myself, Frank. This episode of Jailbreak wouldn't have been possible.
Hey, thank you.
Laters.
Love yous.
Bye. See you later.
That's right. Always. Never too late, my brothers, you know. We got a long way. Only got one life. Live one life to the fullest.